Hello, good afternoon, happy Friday, TGIF indeed. It is Joe Beamer with you here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Hope you're having a wonderful start to the weekend. We've got so much to talk about, and there we go. I can hear myself. I don't know what happens. I think I am just more... I must have done more damage to my ears than anyone else who works here, because I can never sit in this chair and not have to turn up the volume. So that's not a good sign. But we're here now. We're back. And glad to be with you for the next 4 hours. If you didn't pick up on it, it's Joe Beamer filling in for Tom Bowerly. Like I said, we have so much to get to, and I'm about to just upset 90% of the listeners, because I'm going to start with something sports related. Rumors, and this is congratulations to our friends up in Toronto. Not too happy as a Mets fan, but it looks like Shohei Ohtani is going to sign with the Blue Jays. Now, this is not 100% official, but it looks like it's trending that way. And all I can say is, well, at least he stays in the AL and is not in the NL, or the NL East. But it looks like Ohtani might be up in Toronto. Now, I'm not wishing injury on anyone, but it would be pretty cool for to see Ohtani do a rehab stint as a Buffalo Bison. Again, I'm not wishing injury on anyone. I'm just saying, if he gets injured and has to rehab, it would be cool to see him at Salem Field doing a rehab. That would be pretty awesome, right? But again, I don't want anyone to get injured. It's not worth that. So, just a little breaking news on the sports front that I thought I would start with. It is a beautiful day outside. It is a beautiful day for December 8th. Hopefully, you are able to enjoy it. Maybe you're at work now, but enjoy today. Enjoy tomorrow. It's just absolutely beautiful. There's nothing else I can say. We're in the 50s. The sun's out. You know, I walked into work this morning with a heavy jacket on. When I left at 9, I was sweating in the jacket. And on the way to work, on the way back to work a few hours ago, I had the air conditioning on because my car was right there in the sun. So it's enjoyable. Make sure you enjoy it. And let's not. This is what upsets me, is everyone looks to the first thing to complain about, right? Oh, well, the mud, the dog's paws in the mud. Yeah, you know what? It was annoying, you know. I walked my dog before coming back to work, and yeah, I had to wipe his paws off. I had to make sure the blankets were on the couch so he doesn't get any mud on the couch. But you know what? I will take this nice weather for a few days and have to wipe my dog's paws off. I'm okay with that. I am okay with a little bit of mud. And I'm going to make sure that I enjoy the next 2 days outside as much as I can. Maybe... We're also that family that hasn't taken down their patio furniture, so maybe enjoy that one more time before taking that to the garage for the season. 803-0930, Star 930 gets you on the air if you would like to discuss everything we're discussing. And we have a lot to talk about, right? Now, obviously, the Sean McDermott news, we've heard Susan and Brian talk about it. We heard David talk about it. So I thought, and you can tell me if you disagree with me, I thought maybe I wouldn't lead with it. Right? Because you've now heard the last three shows discuss it to kick off their show. So I'm not going to lead with it. We'll get to the McDermott stuff, okay? Because I have my opinions. But I don't want to lead with that. I want to lead with this, because this is something that I think a lot of people are completely ignoring. This is something that I think a lot of people are just kind of passing over. And if you heard it, if you listened to the top of the hour news, you heard it. If you went to our website, you saw it. But you ever hear the expression, elections have consequences? Have you heard this expression before? Well, guess what? Here in Erie County, we are discovering that elections have consequences. And this should be a surprise to no one, by the way. If you were paying attention before the election, what I'm about to tell you should come as no shock to you, which would mean that 58% of people in Erie County are fine with what I'm about to say. Yesterday, we had a vote in the legislature, and starting in March, the gas break will be no longer. So, you know, gas prices now, and if you ask me, gas prices now still absolutely ridiculous. They'll be even higher starting in March after a 6-5 vote in the legislature says that the break that we saw for the last little bit over a year that was exempting Erie County gas tax over $2 per gallon, that's gone, which means gas prices will creep towards $4 a gallon. And, I mean, this, again, should come to a shock as no one. So my question to the audience, to the great WBEN audience, is do you care? Because if I'm to look at the poll numbers, right, the county executive won very comfortably, 58% of the vote. I was about to say if I believe that. I do believe that, right? I'm not questioning the election results. I've never been one to do that. But if 58% of the people voted for Mark Poloncarz, which they did, that means 58% of people in Erie County don't mind paying higher gas. Don't mind paying $4 a gallon. That's amazing. I didn't realize that our economy was that great. So we must have no one in Erie County living paycheck to paycheck. I mean, how amazing is that? I'm surprised CNBC's not here talking about the amazing economy in Erie County. That 58% of people don't care if they pay for more for gas. They're happy to pay more for gas. They're looking at their wallet and saying, look at all this money in here. I can't believe it. I think after this, I'll go move to Amherst because my taxes will be higher. I've got all this money to give away. We must be living in two completely different Erie counties because that's not the reality that I'm seeing. And nothing upsets me more, and you see this a lot around election time, nothing upsets me more than people on social media. And if you don't like me talking about social media, you're not going to like today's show. Because not only is social media going to come up in this topic, it's going to come up in the McDermott topic as well. I'm just warning you now. Prepare. But I'm so sick of people on social media. The first thing they'll say is, that's all you have is complaining about gas prices. Yeah, guess what? Gas prices is something that affects me on a weekly basis. All right? I have to drive to work. Okay? I can't stay home and go a month on the same tank of gas. Okay? I drive around. I have a passion for road trips. I like to drive. Okay? I also like cheap gas. You know? And when on a Friday, when I get paid and like, oh, this is great. I got a paycheck. And then I look at the gas pump and, you know, I'm paying $55, $60 to fill my car up. Not my truck, not my SUV. I don't have an SUV. I don't have a truck. I have a sedan and it's $55, $60 to fill it up. You know, that is paying at the pump. When just a few years ago, it was costing me $25 to fill it up. You know what I mean? And nothing upsets me more than people just saying, oh, it's not that bad. Well, maybe not for you. I don't make the amazing amount of money that you make, okay? And I'm surprised that people, when we have 70% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck, that there, and obviously, if we look at how people vote, there are people in that 70% that when they go to the ballot box, they don't vote with the economy in mind. It's amazing that anyone living paycheck to paycheck just completely glosses over or ignores a hike in gas prices. I mean, if you're living paycheck to paycheck, which 70% of Americans are, so you can lie and say, well, that's not me. Well, that's not what multiple surveys are showing. But if you're living paycheck to paycheck, then $4 a gallon, that's got to hurt you. If you get paid bi-weekly, what about that week you don't get paid? that 50, 55 bucks at the gas pump, that doesn't bother you? And I realize I'm going to get criticism. Oh, but, you know, there's Joe just trying to make a point. Inflation's on the way down, but he's ignoring that. No, no, you're right. Inflation's not as high as it once was. It's still bad. I mean, have you tried to buy a house lately? Have you gone to the grocery store? You're still paying more for eggs might be back to a dollar something for 12. But have you gone to the grocery store? Have you compared a receipt from, I'm not even going to make it a party thing. Have you compared the receipt from a decade ago? You're okay with that? Now compare your paycheck from a decade ago. How much more are you making? Oh, it's around the same. It's not as much more. It's not the higher percent than what you're paying at the grocery store. I'll just never understand this. But elections have consequences. And I am obviously in the minority of people who want lower gas prices. Because 58% of people in Erie County said, you know what? That's my guy. Give me the higher gas prices. I'm going with him all the way. And it's shocking. It's shocking because we don't have a great economy. I mean, I'm sorry. That's the truth. We've got a lot of people that are struggling. I mean, I talk about 70% of people living paycheck to paycheck. We have people in Erie County that are struggling to make it to their next paycheck. It's even worse than living paycheck to paycheck. So I say shame on Erie County and shame on the six legislators who voted for this. Obviously, it was fine for over the last year. I didn't realize things were that tight in the Rath building that we needed that gas money back. I didn't realize that the county was struggling. All I heard around election time was this amazing surplus that we had, all this extra money the county had. Apparently, once the election happened, Erie County lost all its money. I don't know what happened. But instead of making it more painful to live here, how about do some cutting within government? I mean, does Erie County need this big, this bloated of a government? I mean, I look at the county executive alone, right? And the number of people he's got working around him. I mean, does he need that big of a staff? I mean, this goes back to something Brian and I talked about yesterday when it comes to colleges. You know, I would go into the registrar's office. I mean, I went to a school of 1,500 people. You had an office of like 20 people in there. Not too surprising that Medai went out of business. And the staff was huge. There might have been as many people on staff as went to the school. But now I look at Erie County, and you know, yeah, my question is, instead of taking more money from us, how about you try to see if there's something we can cut, right? I'm not going to point to examples. That's not fair. That's mean. Maybe. We'll see how I feel when we get back from break. But I know the staff around the county executive. I mean, Erie County doesn't even have 1 million people. I don't think he needs that many people working around him. I mean, you could cut one of those salaries. You could cut a few salaries. We could cut some of the programs that I'm sure aren't being used. But no, instead, we're going to punish the people of Erie County for staying here. And in March, don't be surprised if gas is back over $4 a gallon. And don't be surprised, you'll have the same people on social media. Right? The same people who are doing so well. They're doing so well on social media. Haven't seen an ad pop up once, so I don't know what they're doing with their life. But they're on social media telling you, yeah, who cares about gas prices? I care about gas prices. You know, I like to drive to work. I like to drive to the gym. I like to drive to friends, to family. But now it's going to be a little more painful in Erie County. Again, elections have consequences. I must be in the minority. Congratulations. 58% of people in this county are doing so well they don't care that they have to pay a little more for gas starting in March. Congratulations. I'm so happy for you. You must have gotten a huge raise. Good for you. Congratulations. It's Joe Beamer in for Tom Bowerly. I'd like your thoughts on this. 803-0930. Erie County says, well, sorry, we can't do this anymore. Starting in March, we're back to full tax on gas. I mean, and if you're surprised, you're not paying attention. 803-0930, starting on 30. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from someone who completely disagrees with me. I'd love to hear from someone who thinks I'm making a fool of myself. 803-0930, starting on 30. Don't text in, call in. Call in and tell me why I'm making a fool of myself. Because if you text it in, that means you don't have any confidence in your opinion. 803-0930, starting on 30, back after this. Yeah. Tanner knows to bring up the kiss when Joe's in studio. I have to say, so I watched parts of that pay-per-view. I didn't pay for it. But I watched parts. Again, if you go on YouTube, you can see the whole thing's on there now. It was so, I thought the interview before the show, like the interview segments they were talking, that was a little much. The show was great, right? It was almost, except for the encores, almost the exact show they played in Buffalo three years and 10 months ago, right before the COVID pandemic. It was almost the exact same thing, but it was great. And I can sit here and make fun of the Avatar announcement, but you know if the Avatar show moves through Buffalo, I'm going, right? I mean, come on. It's just an excuse to go out, start singing Kiss. But yeah, it was, I really never thought they'd have the last show. And who knows, maybe it won't be the last show. I understand they're in their 70s, but if Paul and Gene can find money somewhere, they might do another show. Maybe not another tour, but I could definitely see them doing another show. The only disappointment from the final tour is that Peter and Ace did not make an appearance. I guess we'll never see all four together again, but yeah. Tanner, keep the kiss coming. That's great. 803-0930, star 930 is the number to get on. We're talking about the gas prices here in Erie County. Right now, we're looking at $3.53, I think is what I saw when I was driving in. But something that was, I guess, under the radar, I'm being told people didn't realize this. But, you know, elections have consequences. And starting in March, they are ending the tax break on gas, right in time for spring break, by the way. They're ending the tax break on gas, which means if gas doesn't go down, and I don't see why it would drastically go down before March, we're going to be looking at $4 a gallon here in Erie County, or around $4 a gallon. I'll tell you another thing that upsets me is when people say, this is just a right-wing Republican talking point. Really? Dude, I must have missed that Democrats don't pay for gas. Or that Democrats don't drive. I don't know how this became a party thing. Like, I don't, when I talk about the gas prices in Erie County, I am not thinking of my party, my political party. I'm thinking, that sucks, right? I can't imagine that if you are a Democrat, you go, well, I'm happy to pay for $4 more. I realize that there are some out there because I see on social media. And I'm sure if you have a Blue Sky account, you love that gas prices are up to four, that are going up in March. I cannot believe this didn't get the attention that it got before the election. But here we are. Like I said, I must be in the minority. 803-0930, star 930, Rick in Elma. Rick, what do you think about the end of the gas tax break?
Hey, Joe, it's the first time I've called you in there. It's good to talk to you, and I love your passion on this subject. What we'll be seeing is 3 months from now, people will be complaining about gas prices. And then another 3.5 years from now, they'll vote a polling cars back in again without even thinking about it.
It's just like, Rick, when people move to the Carolinas, but yep, they continue to vote for the policies that drove them out of New York State. It's like, are you not making the connection?
Yep. And I got to tell you another thing, too, Joe. I have read and what I understand, too. Are you familiar with phantom jobs in Erie County?
No. Explain it to me.
Okay, what happens is, right now, my understanding is, you're going to lose sleep over this one, too, is that Erie County has about 80 positions for different departments that have not been filled with a person. But they take the salary of that and put it into the budget, even though they're not obligated to spend it on salaries to people. So that's an extra $4 million if you just take $50,000 job, you know, including benefits, that they have another $4 million to just nuts around with and just overtax us, and that's why the surplus remains in the tens, 20s, and 30s of millions, but they just hang on to it all. And now with the gas thing, you know, we'll just take it again and again.
Yeah. I mean, you know, it's great to talk about the surplus, but when you're not going to spend it and you're going to continue to tax the people of Erie County more and more, what good's the surplus?
Well, that's just it. That's just it. The surplus is there because we're being overtaxed.
Right.
There could be a minimum surplus, which would be for any emergency rainy day. But what Erie County and the smart polling cars, its whole regime has done, it's just a sin. But like I say, Joe, unfortunately, 3 months from now, we're going to start to hear people all whining and complaining about the high gas prices, and we'll go through the whole cycle again. But, Joe, let me tell you, you do a great job, and I really enjoy listening to you all the time on the radio, and I love your passion. Stay with it, buddy.
Hey, appreciate you, Rick. Thank you so much. Rick and Elma, 803-0930, star 930. And you guys know me. I don't like to get political, especially on a Friday. But this is the kind of stuff that upsets me. You know, because I will talk to friends of mine, and I've said numerous times, a lot of my friends politically don't agree with me. And, you know, we can get along. We can, you heard David talking about it earlier when he was talking about Tim Graham, and you know, he loves Tim Graham as a writer and loves the stuff that he puts out, but, and people will come back with him, well, he doesn't agree with you politically. Well, that's not everything. You know what I mean? Like, that isn't everything. I have a lot of friends who politically do not agree with me. And guess what? They're great friends. I would do anything for them. They would do anything for me. We just don't see eye to eye politically. But after the election, the amount of stuff they didn't know was coming up after the election. The amount of stuff they didn't know about what was going on, let's just say in August. Remember all the stuff that came out in August? We had about three different topics in August coming out around the county and the county executive. And I talked to people after Election Day who didn't know. I mean, it's one thing to be in an echo chamber. It's one thing to be completely out of touch with current events. Now, I am all for people voting, right? I said it on Election Day. You know, you could disagree with me. You could say, Joe, I'm going to vote against everyone you voted for. But if you needed a ride to the ballot box, I would take you there. Like, that's how much I believe people should vote. People should exercise their right to vote. But I'm sorry. If you didn't know what was going on in Erie County in August, if you didn't know what was going on with the migrant situation, as it's called, if you didn't know the police report against the county executive, what kind of research did you do before you went to the ballot box? And I'll say the same about this. If you didn't know that this gas tax break was most likely going to be voted out if things stayed the same at the county government, what kind of research did you do? Now, I am nowhere close to a smart person, and I've never claimed I'm a smart person, all right? I always admit when I'm wrong. And I've been very clear that the stuff I say on the air is my opinion. And guess what? My opinion at times, I guess, you could change it. You could say, Joe, you're wrong, and this is why. But there's one thing that I definitely do, and that's follow current events. And I did it before I worked in news radio. So it's not just because I work here. It's not just because I listen to the news the 6 days a week that I'm at the station. It's. I think if you're going to go exercise your right to vote, you should know what's going on, right? And I'm not saying, you know, be glued to your radio and your TV 24/7, 365. I think you'd go crazy. But, you know, if there's an election in November, I expect you to do a little bit of research before Election Day. And I was just so floored by a very close friend of mine, someone who I have a lot of respect for. We do not see eye to eye on one single issue, okay? But he and I talked after Election Day, and I was very surprised of the things he did not realize were going on. He didn't hear about what happened in Cheektowaga with the quote migrants. He didn't hear what happened. He didn't hear about the police report against the county executive. And I just texted him earlier today. He had no idea that the gas tax break. He didn't even know it was a thing. He thought it was a permanent vote. He didn't realize that that was up to change. And I said, buddy, what did you look at before you went to the ballot box? Again, I am not the kind of person. I am not the person off the air. If I see, you know, someone out, I start talking politics, right? No, I'm not going to ruin a party. I'll talk politics here. I'll talk politics in a conversation that invites it. But I'm not the one to bring it up in a social setting unless, you know, it's brought up. I do not start that conversation. But I just could not believe that these things, you didn't know one of them? I mean, hey, my August is mostly baseball, okay? I mean, I'm baseball and preseason football. I still know what's going on, at least at the local level, in current events. 803-0930, star 930. We've got Kyle in Amherst. Kyle, thanks for hanging on.
Hey, thanks. Good Friday. Oh, not good Friday, but happy Friday, I guess. That point you just ended on, I realize that the majority of the people don't watch the news, pay attention to anything political, and this is the reason why we keep voting the same people in. My wife, example, she doesn't pay attention to the news. She doesn't. I have to drag her to the polls and give her a little cheat card of who to vote for. But my question really was about the gas tax. So I remember exactly the tax was only up to a certain dollar amount, and then after a certain dollar amount per gallon, it ended, right?
Yeah, so right now we are getting taxed on the first $2. Everything after that is not taxed. That was the break that was put in place a little over a year ago.
Yeah, because gas was getting up to like $4.50, $4.60, and so... And it didn't even kick in until it got back down to like $3.90.
Right.
You know, I don't know. I mean, the taxes, I guess I'm more mad at Amherst since I'm an Amherst resident because I pay attention and there was nothing even mentioned about 11% property tax hike. You know, I guess, you know, they keep beating us over the head with things that they do behind closed doors. And, you know, like you said, election time, this wasn't even discussed that, oh, yeah, the gas tax is going to end, you know, and I guess that's our own fault for not paying attention to the date for the deadline. But, you know, Erie County's running a surplus, and, you know, I think they should just keep it the way it is. I mean, if there's already money in the bank, you know, there's no need to keep it, to end it.
Exactly. And Kyle, when speaking of Amherst, now I rent. I'm not a homeowner, so you know. But my parents certainly are, and I know that they were surprised. I know everyone in Amherst was surprised by that gas tax. By that property tax increase. And it's like, you know, how convenient that came out after the town board election. I mean, you didn't even have, there was no knowledge of that until the day after election day.
Yeah, there was one of those, there was somebody on the other day, I don't know if she was a board member, and she talked about how they didn't even get a chance to debate about it. It was just like, oh, we're just raising it, that's where it's at, and no vote, and I guess the people who were voting weren't even there, and this and that. You know, this is why we have a society the way it is because grown people in political positions forgot about the people. The people are the ones really sitting there and paying the bill. And so we really need to be involved in all these decisions, especially when it comes to election time, because that could make a difference between who I vote for. You know, it's sad because you really don't have anybody to vote for because they're all crooked at the end of the day. That one person, they're making $100,000, and they call that a part-time position. I'm like, gosh, I'm a full-time teacher, man. I don't make that kind of money, you know, and I'm a full-time worker.
Yeah, I'd love to find a part-time job where I could make six figures on top of what I'm making now.
that's insane. I mean, who votes on that salaries? They do, don't they? We don't get a chance to vote on their salaries.
You know, Kyle, all the crap that they put for us to vote on the back of our ballot. I think the leader's salary should be on the ballot. Forget the question about the sewage and the infrastructure. Ask me about raises, and I think that should be something that you and I vote on.
Yeah, because our forefathers basically set up the way our representatives go for a short term, and they were supposed to be professionals who gave up a little of their time, not for a lot of money, and then they will go back to their businesses as usual. But now what we're seeing is it's not, you know, they're not going back. They're staying in and they're sucking the till dry, and then they, we're broke, so that's what we do. We raise the taxes on the poor people who could have really afforded it. That's why businesses don't come here, is because of foolishness that happens up in this area or just in New York State alone. I mean, everybody's moving to Texas, the South, because the taxes are friendlier to businesses. You know, I mean, the gas is cheaper down there, too, first of all.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, you name it. It's really frustrating because, I mean, I benefit from the property tax because I at least had three kids who went through the system. You know, I still got one more left. But, I mean, at least I get my fair share. I feel bad for the people who have no kids who have to suck it up and pay that tax dollar, man. That's another issue. That, you know, it's not right, but I just don't know, man. They ran the election. They never once talked about it. And then some of them have the audacity to say, I'm going to take a Brian Higgins seat. You know, I just got into office. so what? I'll just, you know, that poor lady who they beat over the head who ran for the Erie County executive position. You know, I mean, you know, she tried to do the best she could. You know, she wasn't really backed by anybody. That was her problem. You know, now you got people who won maybe throwing their hat in the towel for being a representative.
Kyle, that's ridiculous, but I don't know what's more ridiculous, winning an election and turning around and saying, no, I want this seat instead, or the people who will say, okay, here's money for that.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I guess we just have to. I guess there's nothing we can do, I guess, because election time comes and they're going to pull the same crap over and over and then sneak it in. You know, that's the problem I have, sneaking it in. You know, I mean, everybody knows what they did, and they just did it anyways. You know, not once did they ever talk about, 11%, that's pretty high.
Yeah.
If you're on a fixed income. You know, I mean, gosh, we got a lot of elderly out here, you know, and I mean, first of all, everybody's on a fixed income, to be quite honest. You know, I never liked that word anyways, because I really just can't all of a sudden change my income like that, you know. And with inflation and everything else going up, I mean, now you want to sock us over here for some new street lights and the Boulevard Mall, which should be a private investment, shouldn't be public. You know, what they do? They did what's that?
Kyle, you're going right into my next topic. Station 12, which was built, and they have zero commits to Station 12. So you're going to be paying 11% more while an empty plaza next to Whole Foods sits on Sheridan.
And then they pulled the whole card where you can seize the property. What's that?
Eminent domain. They told JCPenney get out of here.
Yeah. Oh, man, they got it made, don't they?
Yeah, they do. I'd love to have, you know, that kind of power, but I know too well to ever get myself involved in politics. Hey, Kyle, always appreciate the call. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Thank you.
That is Kyle in Amherst, 803-0930, star 930. I'll keep asking about the gas tax. If you want to comment on the 11% tax hike in Amherst, as Kyle did, that's open as well. 803-0930, star 930. But Kyle brought it up, and it's something I want to go to next. Station 12, we heard Brian Culpa on with Susan and Brian yesterday on A New Morning. Is Station 12 dead before it's even built? I think it is, and I try to be the most positive person in the world. Can you tell? Like, I just came in with just a very negative attitude. I promise that will change at 4. I'll try to turn things around. But these are things that are bothering me. I haven't done a 4-hour show in a while, so this is all the stuff that's, you know, that's kind of built up, and I wanted to talk about. And then you throw the gas tax on last night, and it's like, oh my gosh, now we got a lot to talk about. So I apologize if I'm coming across overly negative. I do try to be Mr. Positive, but we got to talk about this as well. So Amherst, 11% tax hike for property tax. At the same time, is Station 12 in Amherst dead before it's even completed? I'll explain. 803-0930, star 930. Would love to hear from you on a Friday. Beamer in for Bowerly on WBEN.